أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 13, 14 and 15 of Surah Ibrahim, continuing with the dialogue between the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam of the past and the people. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُلِهِمْ, and the disbelievers said to their messengers, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. Number one, we will certainly expel you from our land. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. Or otherwise, the option is, you return to our millat, to our way of life. In other words, leave your oneness of Allah, leave your stories about akhirat and belief and all of that, and come back to our millat, otherwise we will expel you. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intervenes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then certainly we reveal to the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, their Rabb Allah Ta'ala revealed to them, that certainly we will destroy the wrongdoers. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And then we will cause you to dwell on the earth after them, after we have destroyed them. They are speaking about expelling, we are speaking about destroying if they do not bring iman. All of this we need to understand, that is being revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, that there is this effort that was going on in Makkah Mukarrama about banishing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the land of Makkah, about assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about imprisoning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we look at these ayat and we look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it all played out like that, that they attempted to remove Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but Allah Ta'ala with honor and dignity then commanded the hijrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the hijrah. And then the second year of the hijrah, the battle of Badr took place, and the fate was an evil fate, a bad fate, that is the Quraysh of Makkah. And then from the battle of Badr in the eighth year of the hijrah, we had the conquest of Makkah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once again with honor and dignity. Allah Ta'ala brought him back to Makkah Mukarrama. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, that they'll have their rule for a few years. We will destroy them in the other Anbiya alayhimu salam, and we will cause you to dwell in the earth. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. For who is the sovereignty of the earth? That is the question. Whom would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sovereignty of this earth? Allah Ta'ala says, it is for that person who fears standing in front of me, wa khafa wa'idi, and that person that fears my chastisement. In other words, because of that, he becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives the sovereignty of the earth. We saw it in the lives of many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, whether it was Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, whether it was Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, whether it was Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. However, Allah ta'ala says, wastaftahu, Then the messengers, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, sought victory. They began to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for victory. وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then every haughty tyrant was unsuccessful, failed, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted victory to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And then we see that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given the sovereignty of the land to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam and those that followed the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.